Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, an executive editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. As users take a more hands-on role in the development and deployment of both internal and external websites, continuity in site branding has become increasingly important. Branding elements and functionality can make or break a site in marketing, but also they can detract from overall site utility if they're handled badly. But SharePoint 2013 addresses some of these issues with a new user-level toolset that improves the branding process. So today, I have Scott Robinson, a SharePoint expert here, to discuss some of the issues surrounding site branding. So welcome, Scott.
It's great to be with you.
So my first question is, what does site branding mean exactly? And can you tell us why it's become increasingly important as the internet has expanded?
Site branding is something we're all familiar with just from our day-to-day use. Site branding basically is identity. When I go to a particular site that I use often, there's a certain feel to it, a certain familiarity. It's like being in someone's living room, and there are certain things I'm used to. Now, if I'm an enterprise that's out there offering services or products, I want that sense of familiarity to come across when I put sites out there for the public to work with, or internally for my people in-house to work with. I want that familiarity to be there. I want there to be that sense of identity. I want them to know where they are. I want that identity to communicate my values. I want that identity to communicate what I have to offer. So branding is really, really important. Now, the reason why it's so important today is the internet has just proliferated all over the place, is because with tens of thousands of sites being added to the internet on almost a daily basis, it's harder and harder to be distinct. And I really want my sites to be distinct. So branding is more important than it's ever been.
So, you know, some people might be saying, isn't branding a developer problem? Why has this become such an issue in terms of SharePoint?
Well, branding historically has very much been the developer's province. The reason for that is because there's so much technical that goes on in terms of branding a site. It's not just about splattering a logo across the pages of your site. It's about making sure that your site works well within all the browsers that we now use. It's making sure that there's a certain functionality that comes across, because branding is not just look and feel. Branding is also about functionality. Now, to make those things happen in a website traditionally has required a developer. The trouble is that we're expanding at such a great rate now on the internet and within our enterprise that we really have to hand off that function, because it just swamps developers today. What we're seeing happen in the marketplace is we're seeing the development of sites turned over more and more to the users, because now we have the tools to do that. So branding is now a user concern, because SharePoint 2013 is now providing the utility to allow the users to take branding over.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about how SharePoint changes branding practices.
Well, SharePoint has introduced a couple of new tools with the 2013 release that just completely changed the game in terms of how a site is branded. There's a new tool called the Design Manager. Now, the Design Manager is specifically engineered for the user to employ for branding a site. And it has an incredibly cool trick. It allows pure HTML code, which is the underlying language of websites, to be dropped into the manager and converted into the code that forms a .NET web page. Put simply, if I'm a user and I want to design pages for my site in my enterprise, I can just take straightforward HTML code, which any six-year-old can write these days, drop it into the Design Manager, and have it generate the code I need to create my site. So I don't have to know C#. I don't have to be proficient in Visual Studio. I don't have to be a developer to make this work. That's an incredible step forward. It puts all kinds of power that used to be developer power in the hands of the user.
So when we talked a little bit about this in other areas, Scott, but it sounds like what you're saying is, you know, that SharePoint is really allowing the average user to kind of become a publisher. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And it goes beyond just the look and feel of a site. We are very concerned with functionality when we talk about branding. The identity of a site is more than just its appearance. Just as if I walk into someone's home, It's more than just the furniture they've got laid out. It's, you know, well, they've got all kinds of things that make their home distinct in terms of things they can offer someone who visits. From the entertainment center that they have to the kitchen that they have, they've got all sorts of things that make their place special that are functional considerations, not just appearance. Now, that's true of websites as well. Think about it. The stuff that you use day-to-day out there on the Internet, let's just say Google and Wikipedia and YouTube, those sites have very distinct functionality. Even though their look gradually changes over time, the functionality is something that we're all deeply familiar with. Hundreds of millions of people know how to use those sites. Well, that's part of distinct identity, and that's something I want in my sites if I'm deploying SharePoint, whether for an external portal or an internal set of sites for my internal community. I want that functionality to be there. Now, what SharePoint has done is they've created something called a snippet gallery. The snippet gallery is a way of taking functionality, which the user does not have to create. It can be legacy code. It can be stuff that that has been specially commissioned, customized for all the sites that I'm going to be deploying for my enterprise. And it puts them in a place where all of the people like me, the user who wants to create a site with a certain look and feel, to drop functionality into all of my pages. Let's say that I want a video player on every page, and I want it to be in a certain place, and I want it to function the same on every page. I can take a snippet from the gallery, and I can drop that onto the page, and that's all I need to do to make it work. That's a big step forward.
So yeah, this isn't really just about look and feel. This is also about how the site really functions and what's available there, navigability.
Exactly right.
So here's another topic that comes up a lot when we talk about SharePoint. How do these branding features work with SharePoint Mobile?
Now, that gets a little tricky. Mobile has taken a big step forward with SharePoint 2013 because we have ways of mapping a full site over to the mobile environment to different devices so that functionality is broken down into pieces, like it is in many of the mobile versions of apps that we commonly use, you know, on a regular browser. The problem that you get into is that not all of the snippets of functional code that I would use with a regular site are going to work in the mobile environment. It's going to be hit and miss. Some of those snippets will work on my phone or on my tablet. Some of them will not. The user reports for the mobile experience since 2013 has been deployed is that they're not quite there in terms of snippet functionality. So if I do a mobile deployment of the sites that I'm developing branding-wise for the enterprise or for my portal, then I'm going to have to do some advanced planning and decide what I really care about in the mobile versions. They're not going to be completely perfect translations.
So we've already talked a little bit about one of the pitfalls, but could you tell us about some of the other pitfalls that are involved with SharePoint branding?
Well, there are a couple, and the biggest is a common pitfall across the board with SharePoint 2013. The 2013 release of SharePoint puts more power in the hands of the user than the user's ever had before. Now, that's a two-edged sword. On the one hand, it's a big plus because it takes a burden off of IT, and it makes the user community more creative and more involved from a business standpoint, and that's good. The problem is that when you put that kind of power in the hands of people who aren't used to using it, you've got training issues, you've got standards issues, you've got governance issues. You really have to do a lot of advanced planning to make sure that the people who dive in and do this don't just go crazy and take you places you don't want to go. So if you're turning branding over to your user community, you have to have a good plan in place beforehand to make sure that it works the way you want it to. Another problem you've got is that with a large enterprise, branding is often not going to be uniform across all sites. If I've got a public portal and I'm a multinational corporation that offers thousands of products to a number of industries, my branding is going to change customer base to customer base. It's not going to be uniform. And I have to have even more rigid guidelines in place to make sure that the right snippets and the right designs are available to the right people. And that's an organizational problem, and it's not a small problem.
So, again, these are issues that we've brought up before, but it sounds like what you're saying is for site branding to really work and bring the kind of consistency and functionality that you're looking for, you need to have standards, governance, and some planning in place, which is a theme for SharePoint all around. Is that right?
Absolutely. That's the difference between doing a great job and doing a terrible job.
Got it. Well, Scott, as always, you shed a lot of light on some subjects that are not always clear to the average administrator. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Certainly.
And for more on SharePoint 2013, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.